Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively taking the show back out on the road. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week at Fadley's on Wednesday. We'll be there with our Raven scratch-offs here, hopefully a luckier batch than what we've had out on the field. We'll also be at Costas and Timonium next Monday and moving it around, including Coco's in early November, even though it feels like October's just getting here. I got a birthday month. We got a lot of baseball we're watching this week. And certainly what happened to the Ravens on Sunday afternoon and the injuries now mounting up, including to Lamar Jackson and all the uncertainty around the team right now. We welcome in a guy that likes his money to be a little bit more certain than this in the American dream. Last week, we're talking about having a good time at the Hollywood Bowl. Now we're talking about, is this season off the tracks? Leonard Raskin joins us. He, of course, manages money, helps people find their American dream out at RaskinGlobal.com. You can also find him at Baltimore Positive. And you can also find him at a club level at Ravens game this week, because I know you're not throwing the towel in on all of this. But this has been a rough month of football around here after six really rough months of baseball around here.
Terrible. Terrible. Look, we chatted before the season, Super Bowl or bust. We chatted about the first quarter, said 4-0 is impossible. 3-1 would be fantastic. 2-2 would be acceptable. 1-3 was not a thought. Really, I think this is the first game that I've watched in a long time where can honestly say, well, I don't know about totally, that the Ravens didn't beat themselves, that they were beat. They were just beat. And I think going back to the second half of the Detroit game, they didn't look good. And here they didn't look good. I got a text from a friend who is a diehard, like you plus Derrick Henry fan. And he said, what the heck are they doing? He touched the ball four times. I don't care what the score was. When that first drive was so nice. And then what happened? Like the Chiefs made an adjustment to that first drive and you didn't do it again? We didn't run Derrick Henry. You know, I think Todd Monken's a smart guy. Certainly seems so. I'm no offensive coordinator. I'm no play caller. I get my role in the world. I do money. I don't do football plays. But Derrick not on the field means Lamar is less tough to stop. I haven't seen a lot of RPO. I haven't seen any
of
that.
Well, the offense has changed dramatically, right? I mean, just the fact that Lamar getting sacked, being vulnerable to that.
A million times.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't sack him when you didn't know what was going to happen. When he takes the snap and goes back to be a pocket passer, that's fine, except there's no threat of anything.
Hamstring injury really concerns me. I mean, that speaks to his speed, and that is his superpower, right? Like, the superpower isn't pocket passing, although people would make that argument.
It.
But, I mean, he's a fine pocket passer.
He's
a very good passer.
Absolutely.
He's a great quarterback.
Absolutely.
But he's a great quarterback because of his wheels and because he has a threat that no one else has in that way.
They've taken that away. I mean, he shouldn't be running for his life. He should be running for first downs.
Well, now that we're into the season and we're 1-3 and underwater and he can't run because he had ice on his hamstring in the third quarter getting blown out in Kansas City and 1-3, to your point, when you're
in
short down and distance and you take Derrick Henry off the field, and Luke and I talked about this. Tony Romo talked about it inside the broadcast as well.
I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know who's calling these plays or what they're doing. See Derek standing on the sidelines. I don't know. Justice Hill, perfectly fine. Going up the middle, not so much. Fourth, third, and one.
Well, picking up blocks is you know, Justice Hill's great at being a blocking running back.
How many times was Lamar attacked right up the middle?
Now you're talking about a different issue here with the guards not being good enough.
Look,
Ronnie
look.
Stanley,
hurt.
You talk about the problems they had. Ronnie Stanley was on the field during the first drive,
right.
And he wasn't on the third
Under
drive.
Rest.
And then
rest.
I've talked about this at length, and I think you were a part of the broadcast here 5, 6, 7 years ago, the first
Oh,
time he
yeah.
got hurt, when I said to my wife, I live downtown, I remember looking at the television and saying,
Trouble.
he's hurt,
Trouble.
that they can't win without him. That was back during the plague, because I remember watching the games on TV then.
I think there was a movie called Blindside. Was that
Oh,
what it was
yeah.
called?
Well, that was, even though he was a right tackle.
But the point is, that's you got to protect your quarterback's back.
Apparently, he needed you protecting his money as well. So,
Well, that's
Leonard
another
Raskin is
story.
here. He is Raskin Global. Well, I just read a recent story about him and his mother in the movie and like
Oh,
all the
terrible.
Michael Orr thing. But back to
Terrible.
1-3 and where we are.
It's not
Okay, so
good. And a
let's.
lot of hurt. And a lot of hurt.
Well, here it is. This is the infirmary report is our show this week
It's
in
not
getting
good.
ready for Houston,
Not
right?
good.
So, Lamar, Ronnie Stanley, which would really bother Lamar,
Yep.
and then the defensive side where.
Dreadful.
I picked against the Ravens on Sunday
I
morning
know. I
because the
saw.
defensive line
I saw. I thought,
concerns
look,
me.
I thought for sure going into Kansas City would be tough, and I thought it would be a good fight. But I didn't think they'd necessarily, win, but they might have pulled it out. But it was disgraceful. It wasn't just a bad game. It was terrible. And this I said in the preseason. I'm totally confused, but I guess as I watch, I get it more and more every week. Our backup quarterback, Cooper Rush, right, has no skill set that Lamar possesses whatsoever. None. He's just a pure Joe Flacco stand around kind of quarterback, if you ask me. I was befuddled when they got him. I don't know why they kept him.
Well, this is why they got him. They got him in case Lamar couldn't play against the Texans in week 5, and he
Okay.
gives them a better chance to win than Snoop Huntley. Or and again,
I
Luke goes at
guess.
length with this about
I
backup quarterbacks.
guess.
If we're talking about the backup quarterback, we're not talking Super Bowl
No, of
anymore.
course not.
No
We're
matter
talking.
who it is, no matter
No,
who it is.
we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And it's I don't know. It's really it he fits. I think he fits the offense that they're running. But when you use, I don't know if I got it exactly right. I think Derrick Henry touched the ball 8 times since halftime of the Detroit game. 8 times? He should be touching the ball 8 times a quarter. I don't understand. You immediately gave away your strength, your play calls, your game plan to the Chiefs. And there was no reason for it. They came down twice, didn't get it in the end zone, and we just stopped. I don't understand. And then you got Lamar running for his life. It's a wonder he doesn't get hurt more when he's running for his life. Sacked 7 times last week. I don't know how many times Sunday, but whatever it
Derrick
was.
Henry carried the ball 8 times on Sunday. He caught 2 passes. He touched the ball
Okay,
10 times on
eight
Sunday.
times. Should be 8 a quarter. I mean, if they have the ball, he should be on the field. He should be touching the ball. Now, I get it. There are plays where he's not, like you said, picking up a block or whatever, but 8 times on a game of that magnitude just doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, I'm not, like I said, I'm not an
Well, they were
offensive
behind
coordinator.
a lot.
So,
They were not running the ball particularly well.
right, but
But the
that's the
RPO
problem.
part, the sleight of
Missing,
hand,
totally missing.
and the things we saw that were working against Buffalo, which was pulling the right guard to the left side, having the
Totally missing.
entire right side going
Not
right,
happening.
and then taking Lamar left with the ball.
I mean, if you're saying as I hear listening to a broadcast, when you get behind, you got to throw. Why? Because you need chunk yardage. Well, if Derrick Henry's on, he's getting chunk yardage. I'm sorry. I don't see it. I watched a lot of football over the weekend. I watched college football. I watched the NFL from 9 in the morning till midnight because it's just what I do on a Sunday. It's my brain drain. So I spent Sunday watching football. There was a lot of big runs, a lot of great plays from a lot of players on Sunday, and we put ours on the bench. And I was just stunned by it. And then our defense, let's face it, coming into the game last in the NFL, can't stop the short pass, can't stop the long pass. And apparently right now can't stop the run. So it's pretty bad when you can't do those three things. The good news is our special teams are still exceptional. Okay,
Well,
great.
first down efficiency is going to be my thing all week when I talk about what made this special. I keep going back to why are they winning 14 and 15 games a year? Well, they do a lot of things well, including playing defense, including getting Lamar the ball back, including clock management and chewing up the clock. They did a lot of things well that they're not capable of doing as it's constructed right now, starting with they can't stop the run, so they can't get the ball back. When they get the ball back, first down efficiency, being in first and or second and two, second and three,
It's beautiful.
it's down and distance. And when you're not in those down and distances, you don't hand the ball back off to Derrick Henry when first down fails and you're in second and nine or second and eight because your guards aren't getting the job done and someone crashes down on a guard or the sleight of hand thing didn't work on first down. Now you're in second and long. Now
I
you
haven't
have an
even seen the sleight of
incompletion
hand
or
thing.
you have a sack, even worse. Like sacks were something we
Oh
didn't
my goodness.
consider
No,
with Lamar Jackson.
he's running for it. Like I say, he's running for his life. And then he throws the ball away. What was intentional grounding on the 10-yard line, 5-yard line. I mean, he's running for his life because they're just chasing him down. They're chasing him down. I guess people have figured out how to stop the speed.
Well, it's a caging technique in
Going
regard to
backwards is
defensively and
not
playing
good.
responsibly.
Going backwards is not the way he's supposed to be going. And wow, it just blew my, it was a bad, ugly showing all around by the team on Sunday. It was unexplainable. I did not watch the post game. I just
Well,
turned it off.
muted anyway. It didn't matter if you would have gone to the website, John Harbaugh's lips were moving. And nothing was coming out because they're,
Really?
on the
I
post
missed that.
game,
I
I
missed
said
that.
it was Chad Steele's greatest dream ever for the
Oh,
brand
jeez.
is that after they get their ass kicked in Kansas City,
No answer, no questions.
it's like a John Harbaugh thing. His lips were moving and nothing was being said.
Oh,
So
no.
Leonard Raskin is here. He manages money. Give everybody your little commercial here. Let them know what you do here this time of year because, and by the way,
Yes, sir.
I have, former partners in my partnership in this and that. They file taxes at a different time of the year. There's a whole
Yes.
big April 15, April 15, April.
October
October 15
15.
is a big, like, we're getting up
Big
on
deal.
that. So I want to throw that your way because there's been a year or two where I've punted. And you always say, no problem
Who
punting with your
cares?
taxes. You don't
That's
need
right.
April 15th. You
Doesn't
just need
mean
to pay your
anything.
taxes in a timely manner, whatever
That's
they are.
exactly right. The law says that as long as you pay 90% of what you owed or owe this year, or 100% of what you owed last year, depending upon your income, and if it's above a certain threshold, 110% of what you owed last year by April the 15th, you have up until October 15th to file the actual paper, and then you square up. And as long as you don't owe too much, there's not a penalty for filing on October the 15th at all. If you get a refund or you came into safe harbor, you just file your paper on October the 15th. So that's coming up for a lot of people. A lot of people like to wait. A lot of people that own businesses are getting things together and pulling together, K1s out of your company or from whatever investments you may have, waiting for things.
Does anybody file their taxes like in July or August or September? Or do you
Yeah, some
everybody
people
run and
do.
do it April
October
15th? Or if you
14th.
punt, it's like the term
October
paper.
14th.
You pick it
That's
back up again
exactly
October
right.
1st and you get nervous all over again.
That's exactly right. I don't know too many people that file in the summer, although it does happen for sure. But oddly enough, CPA firms are busy in April
Nobody sits around in July
and
and says, this
October.
will be the week we'll get it done so I don't have to worry about it in October when the Ravens are 1-3.
It's the summer's takeoff time. So October 15th is the big date. You got to get it in. You got to make sure your paper squares with your extension, and you file. Now, for us, we are tax planning all year, so we are working on how to mitigate the tax. Look, there's lots of types of CPAs, okay? Just like there's lots of types of football players. Let's use this. Not everybody is the quarterback. Not everybody is the guard. There's a lot of different types of CPAs, but in the personal tax world, let's say there are two types. One is the tax preparer. They take all the data you give them, they assemble it with the tax return, They file with the IRS. They tell you whether you owe or have to pay money. They're generally historians doing your return. The other type are tax planners. Tax planners work all year to give you ideas, strategies, thoughts to eliminate your taxes to the degree possible. And there are mounds and mounds of legal ways to save taxes. So, tax planning is reducing and eliminating the tax. Tax reporting is the October 15th, get your return done. So, if you've been tax planning and are tax planning all year through year end, you're doing things to mitigate your tax so that you don't pay taxes at the highest bracket unless it's unavoidable. So, we work with people to mitigate tax, to control cash flow, and then once you reduce tax and control cash flow, what do you do with that money? You save it, you protect it, you invest it, and that's what creates opportunity. Opportunity gives you the right to do things that other people without money don't have. For instance, without money, you're not going to the Hollywood Bowl. With money, you have the opportunity to do that. So money gives you choices, and that's what we're about, helping people mitigate tax, control cash flow, save, invest, protect, and most importantly, enjoy. Too many people ultimately save and invest, and then they're loath to take that money out of an account. I have a lot of people I work with, Ness, who say to me, well, I put this money away for retirement, future, whatever. And they're in their
I don't know, dude. I
50s,
don't want to die
60s.
with $1 million underneath of
Right,
my mattress.
right. They're in their 50s, 60s, and they haven't touched it yet. They're waiting until they're 70. I say, wait a minute. I've been to Europe.
Well, they know
That
how to save, but they don't know how to enjoy, right?
enjoy.
Basically, right? Yeah.
Enjoy is difficult. And the reason is a scarcity mindset that you'll run out someday. Well, guess what? You're gonna run out of life someday too. And if you haven't enjoyed, what was your life? Well, there is no dress rehearsal here. The financial institutions got us all to believe in the 70s, 80s, 90s, until now, that a 401k is your mechanism for a successful financial future. Put it away for retirement. Put it away for retirement. Retirement is every day. Life happens every day. If you wanted to go to Kansas City and watch that game on Sunday, you should have gone. If you want to go watch the baseball playoffs that aren't happening in Baltimore, you should
I'm going
go.
to bring that up with you in a minute too, by the way. So, by the way, Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. He'll help you find the American dream. We talk about it. You hear the commercial. You can find him out at Baltimore Positive. You can find him at Raskin Global. You can call him, email him yourself. So, baseball. You mentioned
Yes.
baseball.
Yes. We couldn't even spoil the Yankees,
Well,
but thank goodness Toronto did.
here's where I get the temperature. Okay, I've been doing this 30, this will be my 35th year on radio, 27 years of owning the stage, my 28th year of doing this with baseball. The Orioles are rarely involved this time of the year, although for a
Sad.
couple of the last couple of years,
It
it's
was
been
good.
fun. You
It
know, it's
was
been
good.
good, right? This year's different. And this is where the temperature's changed in this city in my lifetime, since Cal Ripken roamed the range and Brady
Yeah, sure,
Anderson and Mike
sure.
Mussina and all that stuff that feels 5 minutes ago and is now 30, 35 years ago, right?
Unreal.
So,
Unreal.
yeah, 33 years now we're into Camden Yards. So, just at that,
Wow.
be 34 next year. So, and they're renovating, getting rid of the Jim Henneman press box and then Bragg. By the way, you can get on the waiting list for their priority because they need a waiting list.
There you go.
So here's where I am with the baseball thing.
Yes.
Games all day, today, tomorrow, all week till the games
Right.
are over. Then this
Right.
weekend, there'll be more games and there'll be eight teams this
Yes.
weekend. And
Playoffs,
Phillies
playoffs,
and
playoffs.
Brewers are waiting. Toronto's waiting. Seattle's waiting. We've been the one waiting a couple years
Yep.
ago. Like all that. How much baseball are you watching? I mean, now the football's bad.
Playoffs,
Hockey's starting. I know
playoffs.
you're hockeyed up.
A week
But, like,
away. Hockey's a week away.
in
Yes.
any way, even
Yes.
you watch baseball,
I enjoy
playoffs?
the playoffs. Yeah,
Okay.
sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sad we're not in it. Don't have a, not have a dog in the hunt. But we've talked about it a lot. I love baseball. Hockey's my number one. Absolutely. Football has become number two, as you said, in this town, but number one. And baseball, number three. But when the playoffs come, I mean, I'm not watching other teams necessarily play baseball during the season just to watch. Although, I will say this, I did enjoy watching a few Dodgers games because there's something to watch with
Well, I went to Dodger
Ohtani.
Stadium 2 weeks
Right, I'm
ago
saying
and saw them play the Giants,
with
and
Ohtani
it's
and
on.
Hersh, not Hershiser,
Kershaw.
Kershaw. That's
Wrong
it.
era.
Right. I was thinking of Kershaw. Out came
I'm
Kersh.
very worried about you if I start looking like Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, there you go. Now, the Dodger games were fun to watch. They're an exciting team. Goodness knows they spent all their money
Well, Manny
to be
Machado's
there.
in the playoffs this week in
Manny for
Chicago,
San
right?
Diego.
Yankees versus Red Sox. We've heard of
Right.
that before, right?
Right. So
So
there's some
I'm
good
just saying, if
baseball.
you love
No,
baseball
there's some good baseball
and
to
the
watch.
Orioles sailed away for you even 3 months ago,
The thing
is this
about,
the week where you turn it on and like baseball enough
I'll
to
turn it
feel
on.
like it's important that the Orioles win at some point, you
Oh,
know?
absolutely. They got to win. Look, so now we have two teams in town, sadly, both of which are experiencing the 2025 injury bug. The Orioles were hurt a lot, and it starts right there with starting pitching. Although, Mr. Rogers was
Good neighborhood to be
phenomenal.
in.
Was phenomenal. He
He's raised the bar next year that he has to do that again.
Oh
He has
my
to start the
goodness.
season 9-2 with a 1.5
Right,
ERA.
right. I
Like,
mean, he ended with a 1.8.
I'm going to lower my expectations for
He
him
ended
next
with a
year.
1.8 ERA, and I don't think a lot of people in town realize how amazing his season was.
He's going to get
It,
Cy Young votes down
he
ballot.
should. He
Yeah.
should. I mean, he crushed until his last game. Nobody hit him. Nobody. His last game, the Yankees
Yeah, it
took a
was a
little
rough
vengeance
couple
out.
innings the other night
But,
in the Bronx.
you see him twice in a week, and they got him. But wow, what a season he threw together. And you have good, it just shows you got good starting pitching, you can win some games. Still need to hit. They're young. I think they still need that guy who's going to lead the team, and I don't think they have that guy.
Well, it better be Gunnar Henderson at this point, or Jackson Holliday. It better be one of the guys they got.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They
They
need to implant, have a heart transplant. They tried that with Tyler O'Neill last year. That didn't work.
No.
But they're going to
No.
have to sign some
Gunner's.
pitching. It's just an unbelievable offseason for them, but nothing's going to happen for the next 3.5 weeks, except the Phillies might win, the Yankees might win, the Red Sox might win. There'll be a surprise team that gets through this week. Seattle's having playoff games. They haven't
Hey,
done that in forever,
in
right?
forever, they got the big dumper. How many home runs did he hit? 60, 61? I mean, I think he ended with 60,
And
but
nobody's checking him for roids.
well, of course not.
He's the big dumper.
He's the big dumper, but I mean, he's got 60 for the year. He's a catcher with 60.
Cal Raleigh.
It's unreal.
Well,
Had a
got a
great
baseball
All-Star
name,
game.
though.
You got a, you know, he was going to be the home run derby champ when he was 10. You saw that video. You got to like destiny when it works.
Well, I mean, it's a reason to watch this weekend when.
Right.
You know, and
Right.
by the way, the Cleveland Detroit thing's great. I haven't mentioned that.
Sure.
So
The
I
Reds. How about the state of Ohio putting two teams in the playoffs? When's the last time the Reds and the Indian Guardians were in
Ooh.
the playoffs together?
Wow.
When's the last time that
I
happened?
don't know. 40s, 50s,
It's been
60s,
a
Red
long
Legs?
time.
I don't
It's
know.
been a
Maybe
long
Ted
time.
Kluszewski?
I don't think they both have been in there for a long time.
Well,
I'm
nobody made the
sure.
playoffs in the 50s and 60s as
No,
we're in
you
no
had to win it. You had
playoffs.
to win everything.
And the
But
Indians stunk for 40 years.
right. So I'm just thinking,
And the Reds were good for 20 years.
you got to think about that. There's that state's in wildness. And I don't have to tell you, the Ohio State Buckeyes, number one in the country, went to Washington over the weekend. We're supposed to be in a tough battle with Washington at home and destroyed them.
Well, the Ducks went up to Sappy Valley and made them sad. I watched
Wow.
that all
The
night.
whiteout was something else. That was a great game.
Saturday night, we got caught up in that one, my
I'm
wife
telling
and
you,
I.
I love college football. The atmosphere, there is nothing better. I don't care what NFL stadium you're in. We're the best fans in the world. This is the greatest place to play.
Well, at least the
There's
kids at Penn
nothing
State are
like
making some money now on all of that, you know?
College
All I
football.
could think about was I know people that love Penn State and they go to
Yeah,
Penn State and
yeah.
Like I just have a lot of people in my
The big
timeline.
whiteout.
I could shout out, the Santoni family. I could shout out my buddy Dave Hughes. They all go up there, they tailgate, do all that. And I said that my wife's never really been to State College, and I
Yeah.
went a couple years ago to see Springsteen up at Bryce Jordan.
But that's not a football game.
Yeah, I mean, I went to one football game. I was
Okay.
there when they played Michigan in 1998. It
Okay.
was the when Woodson, Charles Woodson played for Michigan. Penn State got their ass kicked in the rain.
Yeah.
So
Well,
nonetheless,
these games these days with NIL are much more competitive across the landscape. The top 20 teams, 25 teams just beat each other around the board.
and then they beat Maryland and Rutgers whenever they want, right?
Well,
And the rest of them.
Maryland has a
Maryland's
big
been
game
okay this
coming
year.
up.
Yeah, I gotcha.
They're undefeated.
They won in Wisconsin.
They're undefeated, right? First time they've ever done that. And
But
this
who's
week,
paying attention? I'd like to,
oh,
I mean,
the
I.
networks, the people are paying attention because this young freshman quarterback, was he out of Spalding?
Yeah, they'll have to pay him more or he's going to go on, right? Like,
Right.
literally.
Somebody's going to have to find a way to write him
Kevin,
a check.
Uncle Kevin and Uncle Steve are going to have
Are
to
going to
get
have to
together.
write a
Uncle
check.
Steve's got his problems already. He's got to get another problem
Yeah,
down
he's
here.
probably not going to write that check.
Yeah.
But Uncle Kevin could write a check. Uncle, it was he wasn't Maryland. He wasn't Maryland. I was going to
Who's
say
that?
the guy that just so we talked long ago about Rubenstein, right? Owning the Orioles.
By the way, did you see him getting picketed with the climate change people?
I did.
I'm
Lots
going to
of
have them on the show and find
they
out what
were
they're upset
all
about.
kinds of wild. Well, they were it wasn't just climate change. It was Palestinian, it was climate change, it was
It
anything that
was the
his
thing
private
he's invested
equity,
in. Yeah, he's
whatever his
invested in
private
things.
equity
Yeah.
invests in that they don't like. So whatever. At some luncheon, I don't know, but did you see recently somebody bought a big interest in the team?
Yeah,
A
Ein, Mark
DC guy,
Ein,
right? DC
EIN.
guy.
He's a part of the Commanders family. Yeah.
So now we have another owner. They could step up and pay the kid at Maryland, the quarterback. You know, they
Oh,
could.
who knows, man? I mean, I'm
But
confused by all of it. I just
they have
follow the X's and
Washington.
O's and the
They have
Jimmys and Joes, Len.
Washington coming here this weekend. The Buckeyes were in Washington. Now Washington has to come across country. Why? Because it's the Big 16, I mean 10, the Big 10, and they're flying coast to
When I see
coast.
Oregon playing Penn State on a Saturday night,
Right.
I'm like, all
Right.
right. And Maryland's out in
Wild.
Camp Randall and they're doing
It's
the sway
wild.
out there and doing
Right.
all like I and they play in Iowa
It's
now. So,
hey.
hey, look, God bless them. I got to focus on Sunday. I got a football game here. Baltimore Ravens are playing the Houston Texans.
Houston,
Leonard Raskin's
Texans.
managing money. I'm watching baseball all day, all night this week, as
Yes.
well as doing a Maryland Crab Cake tour. I'm going to get you back out. We're going to
We'll
be at
do it.
Costas next Monday. We are at Fadley's on Wednesday this week. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Ravens scratch-offs to give away here. We are celebrating 27 years. We've gotten down to numero uno number one in our
Wow.
tastiness countdown, brought to you by Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. It's all out at Baltimore Positive this week as we get into October and my birthday month and the month where we should
There
be
we go.
hosting playoff games and doing bunting and having a football team that's above 500 and somebody's got to be healthy to play this week. Luke is going to keep everybody abreast of everything going on out in Owings Mills. The WNST tech service brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy is alive and available. And I don't know that we have enough characters on our text thread to talk about Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey, Roquan Smith, the
Ooh.
entire defensive line, Ronnie Stanley, Lamar Jackson, and I don't know if I'm missing anything. Kyle Van
Bad
Noy.
news,
So
right?
yeah, it's been quite a week around here. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.